Alrighty, well, this is the coming up the 50th anniversary of Surveyor, Surveyor 1 landing, June 66. I got the job at Tidbinbilla in February 1966 after working 5 years at Laverton on aircraft flight testing, and arrived there on Decimal Currency Day as the Deputy Station Director. My job was to be in charge of operations. I might say at the outset, I'm not an expert on the spacecraft, on Surveyor, but I know a reasonable amount about it, but it is 50 years since. The Surveyor spacecraft was conceived in about 1960, 61 or thereabouts. Hughes Aircraft in Los Angeles were the main contractors at El Segundo, near the airport there. It had an ambitious set of aims in regard to science and numbers. Also, a mobile version was considered, but so that latter never happened. They did some landing tests, but there were never any way to do an all-up landing test on a simulated moon. So there were many technologies and techniques that were untried in that flight. There'd been no successful Centaur rockets reigniting in parking orbit, so there were fairly low expectations on the launch system, let alone the spacecraft. Eventually, they got back to the first mission being just engineering to prove that the system could work, and it was launched 30th of May 1966. Okay, anyway, Tibbinbilla was the main Australian station tracking Surveyor. There was one other tracking station in Australia at that time at Woomera, or near Woomera, known as Deep Space Station 41. It was doing a complementary mission, the Lunar Orbiter, taking pictures from orbit. And in that era, you had specialized equipment at each station, so you could only support the one particular spacecraft from one particular station. My job there at Tidbinbilla in that era was, as I say, as the Deputy Station Director. I was Public Service Department Supply, and the policy then was that the department provided the operations supervisor. So that was my job that I was thrown into the deep end on. Surveyor was preceded by Ranger. Again, they were projects run by JPL.